We're coming live.
Oh, are we going?
Yeah, we're going. We're live.
You threw me off by the live part.
We're live to anybody that's in our garage.
Well, we're recording live.
Yeah, we're recording live.
And then you will hear this.
3 days at least.
Is it? Yeah, it is 3 days.
Live in 3 days. All right.
Okay, this is Can't Find a Better Goat.
Yeah, it's September 15th. And it was really crappy today.
It wasn't the greatest day.
It was kind of cold.
Today, I don't know. It was a good day.
I mean, it was a good day, but like as far as like weather went, it was just like it's getting cold now.
It's turned into, it's not summer anymore, but no. it was a good day. We played basketball.
Yeah, we did. We played Gojiwa.
Gojiwa.
It's horse.
It's our version of horse, yeah.
Yeah, but just longer.
And then first you brought me cheesecake. And then I was like, man, I just ate that whole piece of cheesecake. Let's go play basketball.
Yeah.
And,
what time, but you didn't eat the cheesecake till after basketball.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Counterproductive.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you worked out and then you ate cheesecake.
Well, I guess that's good. Is that not good?
I mean, it's not a bad thing.
Dude, you're my nutritionalist.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I did not go to school for this for a long time. have not gone to school for it.
What were we talking about 20 seconds ago? I already forgot. We just started.
Was it, the bad day? The rainy day?
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, it was a good day.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't really... okay. We did stuff. Oh, I went to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
it was good.
And then you brought me a piece.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
You're welcome.
High five.
It's for you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was uneventful.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
Very uneventful. I mean, I got a hold of an electrician. I mean, I didn't talk to him on the phone, but you know, things are moving up. I'll have electricity in the garage eventually. So I can build stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome back to our show. This is Can't Find a Better Goat.
Yes.
With Tom and Jesse. Yes. I'm Tom.
I'm Jesse.
We're Burnt Biscuits. The show's... we're not going to explain it again.
We can keep explaining it.
Okay. Tom and Jesse are Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah.
And our podcast show is Can't Find a Better Goat.
Yeah.
By Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah.
But getting to know us, Burnt Biscuits is Tom and Jesse.
Yeah. We are Burnt Biscuits.
Yeah.
We are the biscuits.
That are burnt.
That are burnt.
We are the Burnt Biscuits. No, we're Burnt Biscuits. Yeah. There is no the Burnt Biscuits.
And we wanted to plug a buddy's show.
Well, not even plug. We got a good friend, and yeah. he does a podcast.
We had no idea until what, like last night?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
Okay.
But he was just like, hey, like mention our show, and like we would, and this is there's no pressure. We're not doing this on purpose. We literally just wanted to throw a shout out to our buddy and his show, Mike Blanchard. I'm not sure of the other guy that's on the show with him, because he told me like one's a stoner. This fatty and the stoner or something like that. But,
yeah, I don't know.
So it's called, the 4th and 20 podcast. It's you read it, dude.
Yeah. It's a sports show with humor mixed in, and one is a stoner. The other is fat.
Yeah. Hey, this is
talking about sports. Yeah. This is what you wrote down.
Well, it's what he sent me to, here, let me do it.
Oh, okay. Well, the way you find it is, the Twitter account is 4_20 podcast. Yeah. They do updates on sports and links to the episodes. So if you want to find them that way, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. And, Mike's been a friend of mine for a long time now, and he's a cool guy. And, he was interested in our show, and he's like, hey, you know, like I'm doing my own too. And so I'm like, well, send me a description. I haven't heard an episode yet, but I know Mike to be a pretty good guy.
Yeah, we gotta definitely check it out.
Yeah, so it's the 4th and 20 podcast, yeah. And it's a fat guy and a stoner, and they talk about sports and stuff. So, like, yeah, 4_20 podcast.
This is the Twitter account.
Is the Twitter account, and that'll give you the links to their episodes and all that.
Yeah. And, but getting away from that, I mean, we got some other exciting news. There's gonna be a new...
Well, hang on.
What?
We want to thank our sponsor.
Oh, yeah. We got to do sponsors first. I don't know why we didn't do that at the beginning.
Well, we were doing it, and then you wanted to jump right into the show. And I'm like, hang on.
I'm taking over, bro.
I know you are, but you're doing a bad job.
Well, sorry.
It's not that you're doing a bad job. I feel
we should keep it. You doing this?
I feel weird.
I'm already in.
Well, no. You're doing. Hey.
And this is boring.
You're doing a great job.
This is boring. I got pressure.
There's no pressure.
There's a lot of pressure.
It's just you and me here, man. It's just you and me and a mic in the world. No pressure.
I feel pressure.
Anyways, Tuesday. No. New Urban Designs.
Yeah.
Tuesday was our old sponsor.
Yeah, she was our old sponsor. We were doing it in the living room.
Yeah, at her house.
At her house.
And now we're in New Urban Designs
headquarters. We're in headquarters. Headquarters, yeah.
Well,
facility.
The top secret facility.
Yeah.
It's top secret because you're a top.
Yeah.
And it's a secret.
Yeah, it's a secret.
No one knows about it yet.
No one knows. Well, besides you.
Okay, thank you. Well, okay, so... Oh, dude. No.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Aw.
Oh, and everybody listening.
Yeah, okay, so...
Paul.
4th and 20.
Go listen to it, Paul.
Yep. Okay, 4th and 20. See, Mike? I told you. I'd plug it for you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Mike's listening now?
Huh?
Mike's listening now?
Dude, he subscribed.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Hi, Mike. No, like, I was like, hey, Mike. Yeah. No, I was excited. I was like, yeah, dude, I'll talk about your show for you and stuff. But you gotta, like, do the same. Even if he doesn't, I'm happy to help a friend.
Yeah.
And,
But it would be rude of him not to.
Right. All right, so start the music.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start the show.
And kablam blam. And we're back.
We're back. I still love that song.
Yeah.
God, I love that song.
I want to update it, though.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we recorded it in a hurry and stuff.
Well, not just that. It was just a bunch of stuff spliced together, and it was using, like, GarageBand.
Well, we couldn't stop laughing, man.
Like, part of it had a click track, and part of it didn't.
I was supposed to have a vocal track on it, too.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop laughing at yours. The only reason I don't want to, like, redo it is I'm afraid we'll miss some of the magic that was from that first one. Oh.
Yeah.
Huh? So good, dude. Yeah, there was supposed to be my voice on it too. So, like, if you, our theme song is only Jesse, because I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, we were both on the other side of the mic. We were staring at each other while we were doing the vocals,
and that's why we had to splice it and stuff. Yeah. It was too damn funny. But okay, so we'll try it. You guys who are listening might not ever hear it. We're gonna try and attempt, but Jesse's funny, man. It's hard to do. Oh, so freaking good.
Half of it is just takes. Like, those were just practice takes, and then...
Well, when we said it took us 2 hours to record that song, we were not kidding.
Yeah, it was mainly re-recording, and then we didn't like the re-recordings. We just liked the first one.
So we'll try it again. We'll see if it comes together.
Oh, man, did you hear about that new movie?
Which one?
It's about... Paul Creed's son.
Oh, like, it's like the new Rocky, but it's not Rocky.
Yeah.
Like, Rocky's just it. Yeah. They're making, like, another Rocky movie, but it's, Rocky's just, like, a small part. It's about Paul Creed's kid.
Yeah.
And, it's him, like, rising out of the gut. It's basically Rocky again, but, like, a way more serious tone.
Yeah, it seems more, I don't know, everybody can watch it instead of just, like... I don't know. The old Rockies, I think everybody could watch it because it was just like somebody rising up and conquering. But
it's a true underdog story. Like, yeah. I love Rocky so much. Yeah. But not everybody does. And like I understand that because they do get pretty cheesy.
Well, the sequel, he's rich now. What is he going to, like, there's real no, like, pressure.
Well, Rocky 1, if anybody hasn't seen Rocky 1, watch it. That's a great movie. That first one, just Rocky. That is fantastic. It's so good. And then it started to be kind of cheesy and stuff, but I like them all. Mm. I don't really like the fifth one that much.
I don't think I've seen the fifth one.
The one, it's kind of like Rocky's not fighting anymore, and he's poor again, but he starts training this other kid, Tommy Gunn.
Oh, is it the blonde kid?
Yeah, with the mullet.
Yeah.
That was one
like in the 80s or the early 90s or something?
Late 80s, early 90s, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That one was not great. Just forget that one. But what's your favorite Rocky movie?
Have to be... Was it Rocky 2?
I don't know.
Was the Russian?
Rocky 2... No, Rocky 2 was...
Rocky 3 was Russian.
No. Rocky 3 was... Clubber Lang was Mr. T. Rocky 2... Okay, so it was Rocky where he fought Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
And it ended in a draw.
Mm.
And then Rocky 2 was the rematch between Rocky and Apollo Creed.
Ooh.
And Rocky 3 was... In Rocky 2, he beat Apollo and he's the champion. And Rocky 3 is Clubber Lang, Mr. T,
mm-hmm.
is the number one competitor. And he beats him, but Rocky comes back at the end to beat him.
Yeah.
Because Mick dies and all that. Anyways... And then Rocky IV was the Russian. Was Dolph Lundgren. Russian,
yeah.
Was Dolph Lundgren kills Apollo Creed in an exhibition match. Because he's there to prove, like, hey, next time I beat the real champion.
Yeah, I like that one the most. Just because
everybody loves Rocky IV.
Well, just because the Russian, man. Well, it's just like the best fourth movie. Can you think of a better fourth movie besides...
I can't think of a fourth movie...
Of really anything.
Well, I mean, besides like... trilogies and then another set of trilogies.
Yeah.
No, okay, well, Transformers 4 sucked.
Yeah.
Transformers. Mark Wahlberg. Hey.
Hey, tell your mother to
say hi to your mother for me.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Mark Wahlberg. Dude, how big was his check for that?
Yeah. It had to be huge.
Because there's no way he was just like, I don't want to get into Mark Wahlberg's brain, but yeah, no, that was a payday. That was it.
Yeah.
Did I go to theaters or was that just straight to DVD?
No, that went to theaters.
I just for like a day and then straight.
Yeah,
to DVD?
No, it wasn't as popular as the Shia LaBeouf ones.
Well, okay, so Rocky IV is your favorite.
Yeah,
I'm in a toss up because I love the first Rocky, just because that's a great movie.
Mm.
But I think my favorite is Rocky IV. Who doesn't... If he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
And so, like, the big-ass Russian... Do you think that Rocky...
He was like a monster.
Do you think that Rocky actually won that fight? If this was not a movie, if it was real life, do you really think that 5'8" Stallone beats 6'5"?
Dude, they don't make fights like that. Like, you watch any boxing match, like, they'll never make fights like that.
They're same weight. Well, they're not the same way. Lundgren weighed a lot more. Ivan Drago weighed a lot more, but that's because once you pass a certain weight,
mm-hmm.
it's any weight.
Yeah.
It's like once you're 200
ultra
pounds.
Ultra heavyweight or whatever.
Yeah, well, just heavyweight. Once you're 200 pounds, you have to fight all the heavy if you accept the match.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hypothetically, there could be a 200-pounder fighting a 300-pounder.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, once you get past, there's a certain weight class.
But I don't think he would, like, I don't think he would, like, let himself lose that belt. Like, fighting that guy. I don't think he'd be like, yeah, well, silly fight.
It was an unsanctioned match. Like, it wasn't for a belt.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. It's just the movie that's made the most impression on me.
Do you really think that Stallone could beat Lundgren?
No.
No, right?
Dude, Lundgren would have smashed. Oh, smashed.
Yeah. Dude. You die.
You die.
I must break you. That's like the famous quote, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he has like four lines in the whole movie.
He'll punish him.
Next time I defeat the real champion. That's one. And then, you will lose. Or, you will lose. And then, Yopsibya! When he throws his coach out. Oh, man. No, but Rocky III, that was, that's actually what launched Hulk Hogan's career. He was in it as a wrestler.
Yeah.
He was Thunder Lips.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder Lips is here in the flesh, baby. Terrible actor, but
yeah.
If it had
the time until you know
right.
until he did Suburban Commando, then he was a great
then,
actor.
Yeah, it's Shakespearean.
Yeah.
No, but if it hadn't been for Rocky III, like Hulkamania, like Hulk Hogan, none of that would have happened. Wrestling would have stayed small. But then Rocky III came out and everybody went to see Rocky and they're like, who's this wrestler? And then they'd see him on TV and they're like, that's the guy from Rocky III. And then Hulkamania like exploded.
That's insane.
Oh, so good.
Thunder Lips
is here.
I bet they made signs that were like Thunder Lips signs.
Maybe.
Well, they make sense for everything.
I need another Pabst Blue Rabbit.
A sponsor. Can you get me another Hefe?
Hefe? Dude, that's what it actually is, though.
What? It's Hefeweizen.
Don't even say that. Like, you want another?
My name is Yef.
My name is Yef.
You want another Yef?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get you another Yef.
What's Hefe?
Whatever, man. Pabst Blue Rabbit.
Yeah, it's our sponsor. Yeah. Hefe is not our sponsor.
All your rabbit needs. You want me to...
Every single one. Oh, so if you were stranded on an island...
Okay.
This comes out of nowhere. I just thought of this just now.
Okay.
If you were stranded on an island, which person would you choose to come with you on that island?
Who would I take with me to be on an island?
Yeah, who would you make... their life, which life would you make a living hell bringing you onto that island?
Well, no, I mean, I'd try to work together and...
Well, yeah, no, I'm just saying...
Like, life together.
But if you knew you're going to be stranded on an island,
who would I take with me?
Yeah.
Who would you take with you?
I'd probably bring you.
That was my answer!
Well, yeah, I mean...
Shit, no, I was going to say, you go first, because I'd bring you.
Well, just because, like...
I know we can get along.
Yeah.
And, like, we work well together.
Yeah.
So we can make a good life.
Plus, we know when to walk away.
We can make a good life together.
If we get each other riled up, we know when to walk away.
We know where the limits are and stuff. Let's make... We'd make such a beautiful life together. Yeah. Together forever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, I said,
wait, you know me? Oh, yeah. Paul happened to give us a few actual facts on the whole KISS Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The truth about it.
On an earlier episode.
Yeah. Was it the episode right before this?
It could have been. I'm not sure.
I think it
They're
was.
They're starting to run together, but...
Yeah.
We were discussing why KISS wasn't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then Jesse, like, half-heartedly looked something up, and he's like, they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, dude,
and like turned it down.
There wasn't very many news reports on that shit.
But then Paul's listening... He texted me, or texted us, and he said, no, they were offered the chance to be inducted, but only the four original members. And then Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley said, absolutely not. You take all the members, or you get nobody.
Well, yeah, they did that for almost every other band. They inducted, like, the Guns N' Roses into Hall of Fame, and they brought everybody up, but, like... Axl was like,
No, they didn't. They only took the original members, but except for the drummers.
Really?
Yeah, because Guns N' Roses has been touring with a whole new band lineup.
Yeah, I mean, Axl's like the only guy in the new band. But like, but
they didn't accept Bucket. Buckethead's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though he was in Guns N' Roses with Axl Rose and stuff.
He wasn't I thought they were all inducted besides like the...
No, just the two drummers.
Weird.
Yeah. No, but so... Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons were like, hey, the four original members were only together for like 6 years. These other guys have been in KISS for like 15 albums. They've been touring for like 30 years.
But how, that 6 years, the original members though, like what did they do in that 6 years?
Well, that's when they first got famous.
Yeah. Like they're the ones that launched it. I mean, they should be involved too.
No, absolutely. And they didn't say like, no, screw those guys. They can't be in... They're saying you got to induct everybody.
Yeah, screw you for not putting everybody
in. Yeah, like these guys have been with us for over 2 decades, yeah, working their butts off, working on albums,
they're
touring.
KISS.
They are KISS.
Yeah.
And either accept everybody or nobody.
Yeah.
And so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was like, well, then nobody then.
Yeah.
And so Gene Simmons was like, well, kiss my butt. Which I actually really
What's
respect.
What's the problem with doing that, though? Like, I mean, is it they don't want to, like, stamp too many names into a fucking billboard or
I
what?
I can't, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a total enigma to me. Like, I really don't understand.
It bugs the fuck out of me. It seems like...
Because I think that's
old.
Really stand up about Paul and Gene.
Like, it is. I mean, like, but initially they should have, like, inducted the whole band in general. Like, because that...
If you're going to induct KISS...
Yeah.
You have to induct KISS.
Yeah.
Not the original members. I think they probably made that rule for like other bands where there's just been boom, 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 like new members every freaking 10 minutes and stuff. Like,
well,
oh,
I mean,
we got this new guitar player. Well, like Black Sabbath, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they're in as the original lineup because there's been like 27 members of Black Sabbath. So it's probably just to, like, who knows? Keep it, you know, not everybody can be accepted, but as far as Kiss goes, they've been with the same guys for so many years and stuff. And then they even brought back the original members for a tour and stuff. And then sometimes they still tour with the original members. So I totally get why they're like, no, screw that. These guys have been working their butts off forever.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. Our third drummer died, so we had to get another one.
I mean, I could kind of see why Guns N' Roses was the original members, just because like the original members were the ones that actually made them famous and kept them famous until they broke up. And then when they broke up, they
You can't include Axl and backup band.
Yeah.
But as far as Kiss goes, man, they've been... Yeah. So anyways, so that's to answer those questions.
Yeah. I was thinking about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What's your favorite car? I don't know. I hear a lot of different cars from you loving, like the Crown Vic. Man.
Like, well, earlier, I like Crown Vicks.
Like,
they're cool. Well,
you used to tell me you loved them and shit, and then like
I like them. I love like old Lincoln Continentals and town cars.
Yeah, just that style.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like to think that I'm like a mafia, like the boss of the mafia. Yeah. Like I'm the main guy.
Yeah.
No, Crown Vicks I like just because they're nice cars.
Yeah. Well, the Crown Vicks are well-built machines.
Yeah, no, they're nice cars. I don't necessarily, like, that wouldn't be my favorite. I don't know, man. Like, an Entourage, Johnny Drama, his old Lincoln, his old Continental, the suicide doors.
Well, yeah, that's a badass car, though.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think my favorite car, though, would be... I gotta go DeLorean.
Seriously, DeLorean?
Why not?
I don't know. Like, it's such a... I mean, it's a rare car. But
well, what are we talking? Are we talking performance and stuff, or just like what's my favorite car? My favorite car is the DeLorean. I love them. They're cool as shit, dude.
I can't really dog you on it. I mean, it is a cool car.
They're badass, dude. I love it. Like, I love old 67 Continentals with suicide
DeLorean
doors.
like. Like are you thinking fresh off back to the future? No.
Like, fresh off the boat, 82 DeLorean. It's awesome.
I don't know, it's just...
Dude, I want to get a DeLorean with, like, a built-in fog machine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
No, but not back to the future.
I'm just saying car.
Just...
Not...
Okay. I still
like,
gotta go...
Visual, just like a straight...
I still gotta go DeLorean, man. I love that car. That's so cool.
I mean, like, the performance in it is, like... Ooh,
hey, motherfucker! What's your favorite car?
Camaro, bro.
What Camaro?
A 69 Camaro.
Super Sport?
Of course. Always.
That's your favorite car of all time?
That's always been my favorite car.
Why?
Just because it's fucking American muscle, bro.
Oh. Give me shit about my DeLorean.
American muscle.
Oh, the performance and the Back to the Future.
What's so good about the DeLorean?
I love them. I didn't say, like, I'm not going to debate, like, merits.
Was it because of Back to the Future that made you
involved? No, not even at all. You don't want to know the truth? It was from Wedding Singer.
I can't remember the DeLorean part.
The asshole Drew Barrymore's fiance. He has a DeLorean. But it wasn't because I thought he was cool or anything. He was a jerk.
I forgot all about him having
but
a DeLorean.
But he showed up, and it was, honestly, it's the way the doors open.
Yeah.
You know, like, he showed up and like he's like, "Don't Ralph in the car," and he opened the door, and it was like, "Oh my god, that's so awesome!" And then ever since then, I've always loved DeLorean. And then years ago, when I was like a kid, I was helping some old lady like clean out her garage, and she had like this owner's manual for DeLoreans, and she gave it to me. I don't know why. I didn't even ask for it or anything. But then it's just been a lot of little
space.
Yeah, it's been faded that I love DeLoreans, and then. And then Back to the Future.
Mm.
I mean, that plays into it and stuff. Yeah. But why do you love Camaros? 69?
Well, my uncle had a 67. Not really the
same.
That's
like the first year they came out. That was real.
Yeah,
I think that was real. That was a real basic bitch.
But he had the basic 69 or 67 Camaro. And, like, he had pictures and stuff. He didn't have it when I was, you know, looking at the pictures.
Okay.
But, like... No, my dad would always talk about it and say it was badass and shit. And then he talked about how he wrapped it around a pole and stuff. And
the 67?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I've always...
So where did 69 come into it? Just because that's, well, like, the best year.
My dad used to take me to car shows all the time. And, like, everybody was all into the what was the... There was a certain... It was the Yanko Camaro. Everybody's into the Yanko Camaros.
Okay.
Because the Yanko Camaros were so fucking rare. Like, Chevy only came out of them for, like, a certain year and a certain amount of them, like, 1,000 of them or whatever. They're, like, literally worth millions of dollars, but the Yanko Camaro was almost exactly... it looked a lot like the 69, and... Or I think it was a 69, but it was a certain type of 69.
Camaro, really? I thought you were, like, a bug guy.
No, I love bugs and stuff, but, like...
Well, back to my, like,
bugs are cheaper.
Okay, well, there's so many cars that I love.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, man. I'd love to be in, like, a 62 Vette.
Yeah.
Or, like, a 65 Stingray and stuff like that, all that stuff. But, like, when you think about me, can't you totally see me owning a DeLorean?
Eventually, one day.
Well, just in general, yeah, if I called you, if I hadn't talked to you for, like, 10 years, and I call you up one day, and I'm like, hey, a DeLorean, would you be surprised?
Not really.
Okay.
I just wanted to bring that up because it was, like, a thing that, you know, people got to know us.
No, absolutely. Like, yeah, I love DeLorean. I love a lot of cars.
Yeah.
But, DeLorean's probably my favorite. I know everybody's like, oh, they're junk. Whatever.
I don't know. Yeah, they're stainless steel and stuff, and stainless steel is probably the most, like, the heaviest type of metal you could use on a car body. But,
well, I mean, it took them, like, 4 minutes to go 88.
Yeah.
To go back in time.
Yeah, it's not...
Like I said, it's not performance, nothing like that.
Well, stainless steel, you're never going to rust. You know, it'll stay nice. You could leave it out in the rain forever.
There's no reason other than I love DeLoreans.
Yeah.
It's been, yeah, it was fate. In 69, because A, you love to do that. And B.
Yeah, I love 69.
And B, because, like, you know, you're like your dad and all that. Like,
yeah,
I get
going to car shows. I just, like, I've always saw the 69 and been like, holy shit, that's badass.
More than, like...
Well, because of the headlights. The headlights were, you couldn't see them. It was like the Charger. How the Charger's headlights flipped, but it was on Camaro. And they were, like, invisible, and then they flipped when you turned the car on.
Okay.
And then they had these cool vents near the back wheel.
More than, like a Barracuda...
No, I've never really been into Barracudas.
Or a Cuda.
No, like, Camaros have always had Camaro, you know? It's been printed in my head, like, Camaro.
I heard somewhere that Camaros were first made to be, like, a poor man's Corvette. Like,
yeah.
You can't afford a Corvette.
Yeah, you get a Camaro.
It's Camaro.
Back in the day, holy shit, all the cars were almost exactly the same price. Like,
right.
And all the cars in general were so cheap because insurance wasn't out yet. Well,
dude, dime a dozen.
Like insurance, you didn't legally have to pay for insurance. I don't even think
it was really, a law or anything.
Yeah.
Well, my dad says it all the time. He's like, man, I used to have so many Challengers and stuff. Like, that was just dime a dozen. Like, today, like, we get, like, a Ford Taurus and
yeah.
stuff. Well, even those are discontinued. But, yeah, he's like, those were dime a dozen. And he's like, man, he looks on, like, car lists and stuff. And they're like, he's like, 80 grand?
Yeah.
I had that same fucking one.
And it's got dents and shit.
Yeah. And he's like, I had that same car.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to it? He's like, oh, I got drunk and crashed it.
Yeah.
Story of my father's life.
Yeah.
Like, I drink a lot of beer and I go vroom vroom.
Yeah.
I gotta pee.
But just a nice car in general costs a lot of money now. I mean, fuck. Just get a Subaru, it's like $30,000.
Well, that's true. It's like, well, what car would you want now? It's like, dude, anything new, I don't even care. Like,
yeah.
New is nice. Like, Oh, Kia? Like, yeah, I'll take a new Kia.
Yeah, fuck, it's a fucking
car. Yeah.
It drives.
What about a new BMW? Take one of them, too.
Yeah, give me a car.
Seriously, I gotta pee.
Okay.
Pause it.
And we're back.
Okay, so, to all you haters, shut up.
Yeah.
Like the car you like.
Yeah, whatever.
I like DeLorean.
As long as it drives, I could care less what car it is. I mean, my favorite's Camaro, but like, I'll drive.
That was your question. What's your favorite car?
Yeah, I'll drive any car.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
I'm driving a Ford. Come on.
I'd love to have a sweet Aston Martin 10 on Bond.
Yeah.
But DeLorean, McFly.
Yeah.
And your 69 Camaro.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm done talking about cars.
Yeah.
Those are our favorites. We're not a mechanic show. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't really know about Camaros that much.
What were we talking about? We were talking about Creed. We were talking about upcoming movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The new Rocky movie's called Creed. What else is coming out soon?
There's a new Steve Jobs movie. Another Steve Jobs
movie. What?
Yeah. The second. Well, no,
is it a sequel?
This is actually the third Steve Jobs movie. No, no, it's just another Steve Jobs movie. Just the same guy, the same douchebag.
Oh,
like,
man.
I mean, he was a part of a great company, but, like, I don't think he was...
I knew about the Ashton Kutcher one.
Yeah.
There was another one?
Now it's that guy that played Magneto in the,
right.
in the Rise
okay.
of the X-Men or whatever the fuck. The
Yeah.
X-Men...
Michael Fassbender.
X-Men college movie.
What? No, there's two of them. Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
And stuff. Excuse me. But, okay, so he's playing Steve Jobs?
Yeah, he's playing Steve Jobs.
Why are they making... The other one just came out, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, and then there was another one that, like, Justin Long was Steve Jobs. It was a comedy, though.
It was like a parody.
It was like a parody, yeah.
Okay, well, I never heard of that one.
Yeah.
Well, but I think
it was on Netflix or something.
I saw the Ashton Kutcher one, and I remember thinking, like, this guy didn't do anything.
I mean, he was a salesman. He did a lot of things. I mean,
well,
like,
he was a mover and a shaker and stuff. But
yeah,
like,
but, like, I mean, if you don't have that guy, you gotta, I mean, because is a nerd going to sell, like, everything he makes, you know? Like, no, he's going to work for a company. This guy made
it. He's going to get taken advantage of.
Exactly.
The same way that Steve Jobs.
But he got taken advantage of way better.
He took him to the top with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean...
So
there's probably more behind it, because with corporations, you get pushed down a lot more than...
But of the, why another movie?
Probably just another interpretation, I guess. I don't know. Maybe.
You know what? I'm going to wage a guess, and I'm going to say that...
it's probably going to sell more Apple things.
That first movie came out, or second one or whatever, but the first one with Kutcher came out, past Blue Rabbit, and they probably weren't happy with the direction that it went. Something was wrong, and they didn't like the story, so they're like, you know what, let's make another one.
And use a more serious actor.
Or something, because there's no reason for there to be two in a decade.
Well,
let alone
what it seems
two
like,
within 5 years of each other.
From what it seems like, this new movie looks a little darker and more inspirational.
It's probably more based on Steve Jobs and less screenplay.
Yeah. Because a lot of the other one was based on, like, kind of, like, the whole upbringing of the whole entire company from day one. And it focused more on the uprise of Apple. I think this one's going to be more on the downfall of Steve Jobs. Like, just him going into, like, a...
I did see a preview the other night. I was at the theaters. I wasn't really paying attention because I was, like, wolfing down my snacks and stuff. But it seems... From what I could tell, it seems like it's more of a documentary based directly on Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
And less of the story of Apple.
Well, because, like...
The one with Kutcher was kind of the story of Apple...
Yeah.
...with Steve Jobs.
Well, they
this one's like they're going to do it in-depth.
They were talking
like,
about
this is who this guy was.
Well, the Ashton Kutcher one, they even talked about, like, how he had a daughter, but, like, he wasn't saying it was his daughter. But, like, they really didn't focus on that at all.
No, because it was the rise of Apple.
Yeah.
Right, the ups and downs of the company.
And how crazy Steve Jobs was,
whereas I think this movie's going to be just straight, like, here's Steve motherfucking Jobs.
Yeah, this is what he fucking did.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Jobs.
Yeah, it's Steve motherfucking Jobs.
Yeah. That's what they should have. They should have named
that's
it.
What, yeah.
Steve motherfucking Jobs.
Steve motherfucking Jobs.
Yeah.
Did we do it again?
What?
Where one of us says something and the other one repeats it?
It's whatever.
Yeah, Steve motherfucking Jobs.
Motherfucking Jobs.
Yeah, you fucking gun.
You're a fucking gun.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. If there was a movie based on you, what would you want the movie to be called?
Movie based on me.
Yeah. The blank, the Jesse Wright story.
Oh, probably like, I don't know, like, you should have asked me this before.
It just came to me.
Yeah, probably like, I don't know.
You want to go see the new Jesse Wright movie?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't know. Like,
what's it called?
Like floating.
Floating.
Floating in,
what?
In bliss.
Floating bliss.
Floating bliss.
Come
That's
on.
That's my life with you, bro.
No, I know.
Floating,
well,
floating bliss.
I feel it too, but I wouldn't want to put that on paper.
No, I don't know. It'd probably be like,
Jesse Wright.
Stars in.
When you're not starting, but just, like,
kicking butt.
like right kicking butt.
Yeah,
that's the
kicking butt. It's a, the Jesse Wright story.
Yeah, you fucking. Are you going with kicking butt?
I don't know. God,
catching it's cool, man.
I don't know. I don't. Slaying the ladies.
No,
that's not that one.
Think worked. Legit, like movie like, title.
Crossing
Matthew,
swords.
Matthew Lillard.
Matthew
the Lillard. Jesse Wright story.
Matthew Lillard.
Yeah, because remember years ago, we were always like, if you could pick an actor who would play you in a movie,
oh yeah,
who would it be? And you're like, Matthew Lillard. And that was a good one years ago, but now that, you know, he's like 80.
Yeah. Well, like, I always...
Okay, two questions.
Whatever.
What actor would portray you in a movie, and then what would that movie be called if it was your life story?
Kicking Butt.
Okay, Kicking Butt, the Jesse Wright story. Who's playing you?
Matthew Lillard in 50.
You wanted to be Lillard still?
I'm kidding. Now? I don't know. There's not very many tall, skinny people.
Well, I mean, you could pick anybody.
Like that, what's that one guy from Harry Potter?
Harry Potter?
Yeah, Harry Potter, him. Yeah.
What is his name?
I don't know.
Daniel.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, okay. He'd play you?
If he was
actually,
taller.
I could see that. Oh, I could,
taller.
They'll put stuff in his shoes. And they'll give him lifts.
Yeah.
But I could see that because he
walks dogs.
Yeah, he seems to have a pretty good
sense. He's the dog walker.
Yeah, he seems to have a pretty good sense of humor.
Yeah.
What would it be? Daniel Radcliffe in...
Kicking Butt.
Kicking Butt.
Yeah.
The Jesse Wright story.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Okay.
Kicking Butt.
You gonna go with Kicking Butt?
I don't even know, like...
Think about that. That's on the marquee. Like...
Kicking Butt.
Kicking Butt. Oh,
like,
man.
One word.
Oh, man.
KICKINBUTT.
I think I'm going to go actor to portray me. I'm going to go Zac Efron. that's the most legit.
Yeah. Brown hair.
That's the most, you know, I mean, they'll have to, like, do some stuff to make him more handsome to play me.
Yeah, that's true. Get all that chest hair going.
Yeah, they're going to have to, and you know, make him more ripped.
Yeah.
More... They're gonna, you know, it's movie magic.
Yeah, they'll do their thing.
They're gonna go and work on him until he finally like looks like me.
Yeah,
so he doesn't embarrass himself and me. Like,
and you,
I'm so handsome. But okay, Zac Efron in DeLorean Dreams. Okay, no, not DeLorean Dreams. Zac Efron plays me in a movie called... That's actually...
Dude, okay.
That's so
name,
much harder.
The name of my movie, I'm kicking butt.
Okay.
Stumbling on nothing. Because I stumble on everything.
Okay, true.
Or tripping on nothing. Tripping on nothing.
And that's Daniel Radcliffe.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Okay.
And tripping
this summer. Daniel Radcliffe is Jesse Wright in Trippin' on Nothing, the Jesse Wright story.
Yeah, because I trip on everything. Yeah.
You just trip.
Yeah. I'd be tripping.
Yeah, you always be tripping. But then mine would be coming this fall. Am I doing a good voice?
I don't know.
Coming this fall. Okay. Coming this fall.
Coming this fall.
Zac Efron is Tom Natherda in
Lactating
Cracker Ass Motherfucker.
Lactating Nightmares.
No, dude. You cracker ass motherfucker.
Cracker ass.
The Tom Natherda story. Yeah. That's my movie title. Cracker ass motherfucker.
Cracker ass.
Oh, you can't have the mother. Just cracker ass. Yeah. Zac Efron is Tom Natherda in Cracker Ass.
coming
this fall. Don't hickey, buddy. Yankee body. Alright. We went way off course.
Yeah.
But no, that's cracker ass. That's the name of my story.
No, cracker ass. Oh, yeah.
It's the name of my movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie title.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I can't wait till
it's in pre-production now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no. I mean, I got Zach's cell. I got his telly.
You got his telly? You got his digits?
I got his dig.
Digs?
His digits. Don't be jelly.
Yeah. So jelly.
LOL.
JK. JK.
I'm just JK, dude. I'm just JK.
LMFAO.
I mean, I'll give you his number. Don't worry.
RMFAO.
What is that one?
It's Chinese for rapping my ass off.
Did you just make that up?
I just did.
That's fucking good. Rapping my ass off.
Rapping my ass off.
Oh, that's freaking good. Dude, don't hit me with zingers like that, man. I'm trying to keep a straight face here.
Rapping.
You know what? Hang on.
You gotta get that out.
No. Mike asked us, Blanchard, or 4th and 20, he asked us to plug a show, and I was totally down with it, but I texted him earlier because I wanted to call him on air.
Yeah.
And he never got back to me, so I'm just going to do it.
Oh, he was saying he was, wasn't he saying he was doing something?
Well, he said he was seeing
Crack Ass.
Zac Efron.
Crack Ass. Maybe, no, I think he was going to see Trippin' on Nothing.
Trippin' on Nothing. The Jesse Ride story. Who starred in yours again?
Daniel Radcliffe. Dude, Trippin' on Nothing.
All right, I'm calling Blondard. Oh, that's his name in my phone.
RMFAO.
Is that registered?
What?
The phone?
I think it'll hear it.
We're waiting. Oh, it's ringing.
Yeah, I almost thought he was going to answer.
I thought he did answer. This is not cool, Mike.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, you motherfucker.
You know what? Go back and delete.
You crack ass motherfucker.
Go back and delete where we plugged this show.
It's still
uncool.
No, I'll go back and delete it.
No, don't do that. I just want you to know, crack ass.
Crack ass. Coming soon.
Oh, man. What else do you want to talk about?
You brought it up earlier. Charles Manson died?
Yeah. No. Oh, man.
It's dark, but I mean,
No, nothing like that. Like, good.
Well, I mean, yeah.
No, he was 80 years old. I saw it on Facebook.
Yeah, the only reason why he didn't get the death penalty was because he didn't kill anybody? Was that the reason?
I'm pretty sure he was on death row. It just takes forever.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Charles Manson was on death row.
I don't know, man. I'm going to look it up.
Look it up. But Charles Manson died yesterday or the day before, maybe. But in his cell, and it was suicide. He cut his own throat.
That's
but he left a suicide note. And
yeah, you got to read it.
I'm going to read, quote, his suicide note. Okay, this is Charles Manson. Go. As I write this letter on September 14th...
You know, you gotta say it in the Charles Manson voice like you were earlier.
Dude,
it was creepy.
Okay.
And it just showed how fucking crazy he was.
Alright, well, I'm gonna try to do it. I'm a few blue rabbits down.
Yeah, it was so funny, but you see how crazy this guy was.
This is me doing Charles Manson... reading his suicide note. Fuck. Okay. What's the voice? As I write! Like that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here goes. As I write this letter on September 14th at 2:20 a.m., I feel my soul rising to greatness. Stop, man. Dude. All right. I'm professional.
Just because I picture this fucking crazy lunatic.
The Charlie Manson saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll start from the beginning. As I write this letter on September 14th at 2:20 a.m., I feel my soul rising to greatness. I am God. A great leader. These children that come at you with knives, they are your children. You taught them. I didn't teach them. I just tried to help them stand up. But you will see, I am immortal. Oh, it froze. It, like, went away. Okay. I am immortal!
My body may lay here right now, but in less than 24 hours, I will rise from the dead just like the great Lazarus. Exactly like Jesus. Because I am God. That's his suicide note.
I was losing my impression as it was going, because that's...
It's scary shit, because, dude, like, there's crazy people out there.
I kill nobody. I think it. And it happens.
Like,
God.
He's, dude, he's full of great quotes. They're terrible.
Terrible quotes, but they're very powerful. Like, just how...
Okay, let me...
He says it.
To make it with context, where there is no laughter, let me reread his suicide note. Just so everybody knows, like, don't listen to my impression. Hear his, Charles Manson's actual words from a suicide note. He cut his own throat. How did he do that? He was in a cell. Anyways.
Dude, no, they can find shit, man. I don't think he was in solitary, like you said.
I'm pretty sure, man.
Dude, like.
I think he was death row.
I'm on Wikipedia.
Okay, well, I'm going to reread his suicide letter. Word for word, it is. As I write this letter on September 14th at 2:20 a.m.
He wasn't on death row because California
they don't have a death penalty.
The death penalty, yeah. And the death penalty is abolished in California, so yeah.
All right, well, let me finish the letter.
End his sentence.
Okay, I'm going to finish the letter.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish it.
Sure.
You want to read quietly?
I thought you were already done with the letter.
Well, I did it with the impression.
Yeah.
But I want to really, like, read his words.
Okay.
As I write this letter on September 14th at 2:20 a.m., I feel my soul rising to greatness. I am God, a great leader. These children that come at you with knives, they are your children. You taught them. I didn't teach them. I just tried to help them stand up. But you will see I am immortal. My body may lay here right now, but in less than 24 hours, I will rise from the dead just like the great Lazarus, exactly like Jesus, because I am God. That's his fucking suicide note, dude.
Just seeing his, like, background, man. Like this guy, I could see why this guy just started going crazy. Apparently, during his childhood, Manson's mother sold him for a pitcher of beer to a woman who wanted to have children.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. It says reportedly. Same thing, though. But, like,
I mean, that's here in America. That should... Huh?
His uncle had to find the woman so he can get his nephew back. Like, his uncle is probably awesome. William Manson. He took his stepfather, William Manson's last name. So he didn't take his crazy, like... Yeah, he's schizophrenic, paranoid, delusional.
Dude, the guy's out of his fucking mind. I mean, he's been famously crazy for 60 years.
It said he was sentenced to death, but the California had the...
Oh, okay. He was sentenced to death before they got rid of the...
I think so, yeah.
But he would still be... They're not going to put him in Gen Pop, man. The guy started a cult and shit. He's like a master, like, brainwasher and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, he's fucking insane.
Did you hear suicide note?
Yeah, dude, that's insane.
He thinks he's God.
Yeah. There's crazy people out there, man. Like, I mean, that was one out of how many people that are, like, doing shit like that.
Did I sound like Charlie Manson, though?
Dude, I've never really heard his voice, but
can you find a clip?
Oh, man.
Find a quote.
I didn't kill nobody.
Like,
I am God.
I am God.
No, but not like that. It's real quick and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I kill nobody. I think it happens.
He's like that. All right, so Jesse's looking up a quote from Charlie. I think
44-minute interview with him? Holy shit.
I think we can call him Charlie.
The best of Charles Manson.
Yeah, okay. Let's do the... Hey, Charlie. Okay, this is...
I tried to stop Nixon, and I stopped him dead in his tracks. I tried to stop the Vietnam War, and I did it. And I was convicted for being the father of this country. And all the things I did without breaking the law. I've done enough. I might be ashamed of that for not doing enough.
He's like sitting on her desk.
Follow me. Did you have any choice.
All right, cut it off.
This guy's fucking nuts.
All right, cut it off.
Oh, man.
I realize now that my impression of Charles Manson came from other comedians doing impressions. Because that's the first time I've ever actually heard him speak, besides that one interview.
Dude, no, I've seen like,
that one
movies.
Interview, he really does say,
"Well, I don't kill nobody. I think it happens."
He sounds like that, but he could have been rushed and panicked and stuff. Yeah. But my impersonation of Charles Manson comes from other
comedians. Well, it's over-exaggerated.
Comes from Bob Odenkirk and The Whitest Kids You Know.
Oh.
Those are the two that I've done.
Whitest Kids You Know, like the one where he sings a song?
Yeah. Well,
I like the swing on the swing.
Yeah, and then like the Bob Odenkirk one, it was just like him reading like letters and like children's books and stuff. Anyways, he's dead. Fuck him.
Yeah. God damn.
I can't believe we just spent like 20 minutes talking about
Dude, well, like, he's been in our prison for how long? Like,
well, he went, in 70s.
I mean, I know everybody deserves their, you know, their right to, you know, the court and shit, but holy
shit.
Well,
their day in court or whatever.
Yeah,
what
but, like,
about?
He's been in prison for so long, and, like, I mean, he convinced people to murder other people.
No, dude, he was, like...
If he was in Texas, he'd be long gone.
Maybe he should have been.
Yeah.
Guys like that. I mean, you know, he killed himself.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do you really think that we need to be, like, spending, like, tax dollars keeping a dude like that well-fed and healthy and stuff? It's
yeah.
Like, we okay.
I'm
we,
surprised he hasn't wasn't murdered in prison, though. Like,
because he's not in Gen Pop, dude.
Oh, man, he's... I mean, like,
There's no way. There's no way.
Maybe just because he's so psychologically, like...
Yeah, he's criminally insane. They have, like, different borders between just, like, criminals. You can't put crazy people in. I mean, I don't know how it works either, but I'm just saying, like...
I'm just wondering how he got all those interviews, though. Like...
Because he's super famous, man. He didn't get them. People want to come talk to him, and, like, the prison says, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because they, like, they pay the prison, probably. Like, donate.
Yeah, donations and stuff. But, I mean, like, do you really think that it's a good thing that he, like, was... He killed himself at 80. It's like, what the hell, man? Why even bother?
It's what California voted on. They're paying for it.
Yeah. Cool, man. You got Charles Manson in there.
We have the death penalty here?
In Washington? Oregon does.
Do they?
Yeah. I remember because that guy I worked with, Daniel Butts... He killed that.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about that.
And that's why he pled insane, because Oregon has a death penalty.
Tell the story again, because not everybody knows the story.
Okay, I used to work at this place in Woodland.
Yeah.
And a guy I worked with, his name was Daniel Butts. And I worked with him for a while, and he was always a little weird. And not weird, like, hey, stay away from him, he's, like, eating his boogers and turds.
Just what he said? Stuff he said?
No, but he was just very... He always wanted to go, like, hang out with... He always wanted to go to strip club.
Oh.
Always. Every payday. Let's go to strip club. And he was super hyper, which I was like, he's on drugs.
Yeah.
I was like, he's so hyper and, like, sporadic. Like, he can't be, like, a normal... He's on something. And then, I mean, he was, like, a nice guy, but he was... His hyperness is what caught me.
Yeah.
He was so energetic, always.
Like crazy energetic?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, it wasn't scary, but it was strange.
Yeah.
Like, man, we just worked like a freaking 10-hour shift. Like, why are you still so freaking hyper?
This guy's gonna fucking lift up a car.
And he was always trying to sell something.
What do you mean?
Dude, you name it. He was always trying to sell something.
Like, he stole the stuff?
Oh, I don't know. But he was always selling something. Well, yeah. You need a new phone? You want a phone? I got these phones and stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he sold stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, he sold wedding rings. He sold guns.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the kind of guy that you probably want to avoid.
And he was always hyper.
Oh, my God.
And so, anyway, and he got fired one day. Mm-hmm. And he, like, climbed up on the rafters. And he's like, I've been doing drugs every day since I've been here. Kiss my fucking ass, motherfucker. And, like,
shit.
Made a whole big scene and stuff.
Damn.
And then, like, none of us seen Daniel Butts again. And then,
climbed up on the rafters?
Yeah. Yeah, I never told you that?
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
I mean, I remember you telling me how, because you just found out that he,
killed that cop. Yeah. Well, I just like, oh, okay, just some crazy dude got fired, whatever. Yeah. Like, I'd talked to him a bunch of times. I worked with him and stuff, but, like, he was crazy. I didn't get too close.
Of course not. That's
but then, like a month later, it could have been longer than a month. I'm not sure. I'm paraphrasing here. But sometime later, I read on the news, Daniel Butts killed the sheriff, or the police chief of Rainier in Oregon. Shot him in the head and shit, dude. Like, with the cop's gun after he wrestled it away from the cop. Because he was trying to steal, like, radios out of cars and stuff.
God.
Got into a police thing with, like, firing squad and stuff. It was crazy. And he killed that guy. And I was like, I'm not surprised.
That's insane.
He was nuts. I didn't think that he would be murderer, but, you know, you knew he was on drugs. He admitted to being on drugs when he was fired and stuff. And then backed into a corner because he was caught.
Yeah,
who knows, like, what they're capable
of.
Yeah,
druggies, man. Yeah, we knew that kid in high school that, like, ran over a bunch of cops.
Right.
I didn't exactly know the whole story.
I didn't know him.
I had a bunch of classes with him. He used to always sit next to me, but yeah, no, the guy was definitely on drugs.
No, but
when I knew him.
Daniel Butts, so he did, I don't want to say he pretended or anything, but, like, I knew him before. He wasn't crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He was just on shit.
So. Yeah.
But his defense was that he was mentally insane and all that.
Yeah.
Because Oregon, because Rainier's in Oregon. Oregon has the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to avoid that. And, you know, I knew the guy. I'm going to go on record right now. Daniel Butts isn't crazy. He was just way too deep in a bad situation and he was on too much stuff.
Yeah,
but
that happens
a lot. Does he know right from wrong? Absolutely.
Well, it's
just, does he ignore it? Yeah,
that's why they sometimes send him to prison for, like, shorter terms, is because they were on, like, a drug or
temporarily insane.
Temporarily insane. Like, sometimes they'll send him to even, like, psychology.
Well, you can catch your wife cheating and then kill the guy.
Yeah,
and then claim temporary
insanity. Yeah.
And stuff, but, like, I saw some of his court cases and stuff. He was like,
probably got way too into drugs, or he was just really playing it off.
I do want to say that I did not know him immediately before all this happened, but the time that I spent with him, was he insane? No. Was he crazy? Yeah. And there is a big difference. Insane is insane. Crazy is just like, hey, asshole, chill the fuck out.
Yeah, we've been friends with a few of those people. Like,
yeah.
Well,
as I'm telling the story, you know. But did he know right from wrong? Absolutely. Did he do bad? Yeah. Like, I don't think he should get the insanity plea. I think he murdered that father of, like, five.
Yeah.
A cop doing his job.
Yeah.
He was sane enough to know, like, hey, I need to steal.
Yeah, to the
he got caught
money.
Stealing shit because, like, I knew him before. He was always
he knew he was
going to
be in trouble,
yeah.
So he
fought back.
He fought back,
hoping to get away. Insane people don't do that.
Yeah, insane people don't even try to get into cars. They're like cornered in a.
He was robbing cars.
Yeah,
because he was going to go to wherever he was going to go. Exactly how, like, I knew him. Like, hey, you need a new stereo? You need a stereo? Like, I got a stereo. You want to buy this van? I know a van. You want a van?
Yeah, like, just like this. I got another van.
Yeah. You need some rings? He was doing exactly that, but on some shit.
Yeah.
And it turned really bad.
You need some peanut butter? I got a truckload of peanut butter I just found. I just found this truckload.
It's a really ugly situation, but do I think that he murdered that guy? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think there's no special treatment. He's not insane. I've met him. I've known him. I brought him over to my dad's house and stuff.
That's
after
crazy.
Work. Yeah. And he's a murderer. Oh, man.
The situations people get themselves into, man. It's insane. Charles Manson, he's...
yeah.
He should have been in a state where they had the death penalty. I'm not saying California should have it because, I mean...
Dude, I just shared that whole thing.
Because, yeah, I mean, California voted on it, so... that I mean, it's their thing to pay for it. But,
man, that took a dark corner.
Well, yeah, dude, I mean, like, we've been through some shit, and we've both known some people.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah, true. Let's pick it up. Let's get light. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, this is kind of the opposite of bringing it up and bringing it down. I mean, this is good for a lot of people and bad for a lot of people, too. Facebook is coming out with a dislike button.
Yeah, they're working on that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it takes much work. I think they're just, like, waiting till the perfect time to bring it out.
Well, I think everybody's always wished that there was a dislike.
But I think people are going to use it very wisely. Or people are going to be dicks.
There's not going to be...
There's going to be the people that are going to use it wisely, and then there's going to be the people that are just disliking your shit just to be dicks.
Okay, there's going to be people that genuinely mean it, and there's going to be haters.
Well, normally, like, if somebody hates something, they're going to write a comment. So I think
true,
but it's not a bad. It's not like highlighted red.
What I'm looking forward to in the dislike is every time I see like a really sad story on Facebook that somebody shares. There's only, like, like it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So, like, that's where I'm excited. It's like, oh, man, look at this dog with AIDS. I'm like, dislike.
Yeah, I don't like dogs with AIDS.
Yeah. I like
all
my dogs.
All dogs should have, like, no
should
AIDS.
Should be AIDS-free.
Yeah.
Should be...
AIDS-less. No more AIDS.
No more AIDS in dogs.
Yeah. Well, just in general. Just no more AIDS in general.
Especially dogs.
Yeah, especially dogs.
Yeah. I mean, it's not their fault.
Yeah, they didn't.
Well, that was a quick. There's not a whole lot to say there.
Yeah, you know Tarzan.
Haters be haters.
You know, there's a new Tarzan
pause
movie.
Pause it. I gotta pee again.
That was totally going in another subject.
All right, but bring the subject up.
No.
And then we'll give people at home time to think about it.
There's gonna be a new Tarzan movie coming up.
Cool.
And we're back.
We are back with can't find the better goat.
Goat.
Shit. The Tarzan movie.
Yeah, the new Tarzan movie.
Okay, so we're back with the new Tarzan. No dog AIDS.
No more dog AIDS. Well, actually, I mean, once the dislike button comes out, there's not going to be any more. But
okay, so yeah, there's going to be a new Tarzan movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be Alexander Skarsgård.
Yeah, he was.
Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Skarsgård. Yeah, he was on True Blood.
Right.
What else?
Battleship.
Yeah, I never really watched that one.
He wasn't in Band of Brothers, but he was in, like, Generation Kill or something. One of those HBO shows about... Anyway, he's very tall, and he's muscular, and he's blonde.
Yeah, he's like Swedish or whatever. No, he's Norwegian. I think he's Norwegian.
Norwegian, he's a Viking.
Yeah.
Okay, so, he's gonna be in the new Tarzan movie. What do you know about Tarzan?
I don't know very much on Tarzan.
A lot of people don't.
I know the Disney movies, I know... That's pretty much it. Like, you've given me the first Tarzan book to read, like the old one.
Right.
I sat in my bathroom for, like, a year.
Okay, well, a little bit of a background on us is I've read, not all of them, I have all of them,
mm-hmm.
but I've read the first 12, because I got bored with them, so I didn't read them all.
Yeah.
But I have every single Tarzan book written by the author, Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Yeah.
But there's probably many more stories that he's written. But as far as I know about Tarzan... So you know Tarzan as...
Goofy, doesn't know English, just talks to apes. Then Jane comes around, and then she teaches him some English.
That's so wrong.
Yeah.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, no, I figured.
In the Disney cartoon...
Well, he crashes in a plane with his family. His family dies.
Or parents
dies. Yeah.
The original book was written in 1912. You're thinking of George of the Jungle.
Yeah, I'm thinking of George.
Yeah, George of the Jungle was a plane. Yeah.
Okay, Tarzan.
Which George of the Jungle was a spoof of Tarzan.
Okay, Tarzan. The I remember the cartoon, the Disney cartoon where the kid, pretty much.
He's raised by apes.
He's raised by apes.
Well, okay, the thing about the Disney movie is. He's kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
He's skinny and he, like, rides around on the, put your fucking phone away.
Fuck you, bitch.
Anyway, so he's skinny and he, like, skateboards around the trees and stuff. But in the actual books written in 1912, his parents were... It wasn't a shipwreck. They were marooned. Mm-hmm. They were on a... the father worked for the British government, and he was, like, an officer. And on the ship, taking them to a British... Not base, but Providence or something. Mm-hmm. They were... it was mutiny on the ship, because the captain was a real a-hole. But his father showed, like, kindness to the crew, because he didn't like how the captain operated. So, to show them a kindness back after they mutinied, they, like, dropped him off on this remote part of the African coast. And they're like, hey, we're going to go up to port 1,000 miles away, whoever, however long away it is, and we'll let them know that you're there, and then the British government will come back and get you, yeah. The Empire. But the ship actually crashed after they left. So uh-oh. There was no, like, word that they were even, John Clayton, that they were even there. And the father built a cabin on the beach, and it was never a tree house. It was never a tree house. It was a cabin on the beach.
Well, now that I think about the cartoon one, it was more like that, what you're saying, but just not as dark.
Right. And so he built a cabin, and then, like, they died. And then Tarzan was a baby. And as far as, like, yeah, okay, like, Kala, his mother ape, her baby died, so she just, like, oh, well, here's this new baby, I'll take this baby.
Yeah, this will work.
And then he grew up learning how to talk to the apes and all that. Like, that part they got pretty right. It was, except in the Tarzan movie, it was a treehouse. It was, in the Disney, it was a treehouse. But yeah,
I can't remember the.
It was a treehouse, and the parents were killed by, like, a jaguar.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And in the comic books, it was actually the main ape, Kerchak, killed his parents.
Oh.
Well, the mother died on her own, and then when the father, because he had guns, like, they were left formidable.
Yeah.
But anyway, so past all that, Tarzan was never dumb. By the time, like, Jane, by the way, in the Disney cartoon, is a brunette from England. She has brown hair, and she's British.
Yeah.
Not true. In the books, she's blonde, and she's from Baltimore.
Oh, America.
Yeah, Baltimore here in America. Because America's already...
Yeah.
Already a country and stuff.
Mm-hmm. In 1912.
Yeah. Well, the book takes place a little bit earlier than that.
Okay.
But not by much. But her father was still, like, a famous scientist and stuff. And he was there to study apes.
For sure.
Or no. He was there to study something else, and their ship crashed. Anyways.
Yeah.
Tarzan was very smart, and he was very big. Like, in the books, they describe him as, like, a mountain of rolling steel muscles.
Well, when you're only eating fucking fruit and veggies and, like...
Well, no, he ate meat.
The animals that you kill, but with your bare hands, like, well, I'm sure
the fact that he survived as a human in an ape life...
Yeah.
Like, he was very strong.
Just like an ape? Like...
Yeah. He had very long arms and stuff, and, like, he swung through the trees, but he was very smart, and that's why he, like, took over that's why he became, like, president of the apes. He was very smart and he was very strong. He taught himself how to read and write. Because he found the cabin that his dad built and, like, everything. He taught himself how to read and write. Like, he was really, really smart. And so, like, when Jane finally does show up, he writes her letters and stuff. But he's never heard spoken English. He's never heard anybody speak besides the apes that are, like, all guttural sounds, like barks and...
So that's, like, all he knows.
Yeah. But he can read and write. He taught himself how to read and write. So he wrote her, like, love letters. He
speaks
stuff.
Like dogs.
Yeah, like barking. Well, that's how it's referred to in the books. But, he writes her love letters and all that. Like, he's really smart. None of that, me, Tarzan, you, Jane, this boy. Like, that's fucking stupid.
Well, it's Hollywood, man.
That's so stupid.
They gotta make it sell. Like, Tarzan has to speak, because then it's like, oh, he speaks finally.
So, but basically, in the books, he is, like, the perfect male. Tan.
Yeah.
Long hair. Who would you think would be a great Tarzan? knowing everything I just told you, he's smart. He's super big and strong. Like, literally, they say rolling steel muscles, and he's a giant and stuff. Who would you think would be the perfect actor to play Tarzan?
I don't know, like John or Alexander Skarsgård sounds like a good pick. I mean, like, maybe not as much the muscle part, but like,
well, he's tall.
Yeah.
Me personally,
I mean, he's not going to talk at all, so like, his acting doesn't really have to be that bad. I mean, his emotion definitely.
Me personally, I would go 1985 Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, you're talking age too?
No. I would. That's why I said 1985. I think 1985 Dolph Lundgren would have been perfect, but he's too old now.
Yeah.
Throwing back to the Rockies, Rocky IV, the Russian, the bad guy, just big, tall just muscles.
Tall muscle guy. Yeah.
He would have been perfect, but he's too old now. I think now, honest to God, the best physical representative of Tarzan would be not John Cena, but Randy Orton.
Yeah, they might not put him in there just because of the acting.
Well,
are you talking physically or just acting?
I'm talking physically.
Physically, yeah.
Randy Orton would be perfect, man, because he's big, but he's not huge, muscle-bound guy.
Yeah, like
but he's
not
in great
to touch
shape.
His shoulders.
He's like a young Dolph Lundgren, mm-hmm. minus the blonde flat top. Who do you think would be the best Tarzan?
Look at that wrestlers, dude. Edge, man.
No, but Edge isn't really good looking. Oh, I'm sorry, I left that out. In the books, Tarzan's extremely handsome.
Okay, like
he has. And
obviously, we have our different tastes in guys.
Well, yeah. No, but in the books, they talk about how he has like this perfect English breeding over generations and stuff. Like, it's very racist, by the way. All those original books are super racist.
We in 1912.
Not even that, just, like, he was so up his own ass about, like, oh, England's the greatest and stuff, so, like, purebred, all that crap, whatever. Fuck you, yeah. Edgar S. Burroughs.
Yeah.
You racist. But, I'm saying Randy Orton.
Yeah.
But that's physically. Who do you think would be the best Tarzan?
I mean, like, you brought into a wrestler that really has not much acting experience, like...
Dude, every episode he does on WWE is a resume for an actor.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. That only goes so far, though, because then you see...
But Randy Orton's
you see
a good-looking dude.
You see John Cena, and you're like, oh, his acting's kind of off.
Well, John Cena just... I mean, Trainwreck said it the best, man. He looks like Mark Wahlberg. He looks like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
That was the greatest joke I've ever heard, because it's so true.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't have a big muscular guy.
This might be a bad question because I've read these books. I feel very strongly about.
Yeah, you've already had a good idea of who you'd pick,
right?
I don't know. Ben Affleck looks like he's gaining a lot of weight for that Batman movie,
right? But I mean, he's not like 6'4" and
how high tall is he? I don't know height of any actor.
Well, I mean, he's a mountain of rolling steel muscle.
Well, yeah, but they can make anybody look tall in a movie.
That's true. This probably...
like, you just have a really strong opinion about who you want to be Tarzan.
Do.
Like, I've never really read the books.
Well,
like,
honestly, I don't
Tarzan to me is
the Disney cartoon.
George of the Jungle.
Okay.
Brendan Fraser.
I really honestly don't think that they can make a good Tarzan movie. I mean, it would have to be rated X. Because that whole movie, like, I mean... He spends his entire life nude. He has no concept of clothes.
He wears a rag over his wiener. What are you talking about?
That's the Disney cartoon and like the older like Johnny Weissmuller Tarzans and stuff. Like, no, he's naked.
There's not going to be any way they could make it like. How
not only is he naked, but he's racist. Like he's in Africa. Like he hates black people. The black people move in. There's a tribe that.
Well, he just hates. People in general.
No, he's fascinated by people. He hates black people. He feels that they're... Because like I said, he's self-taught. He's read
books.
That
doesn't make any sense, though. He's with gorillas.
But he's self-taught.
Like,
he's read books.
I mean, that sounds really racist. I just made that sound really racist. But no, I'm just saying, like...
Because he's with gorillas, so he should like black people?
No, I'm saying, like... like, out of, he's fascinated by people, like, right? People in general, like,
well, no, but why? He this tribe,
he's only seen himself.
No, but this, well, he's read his books and stuff.
He's only around gorillas
that he found in the cabin.
I don't.
But this tribe of this, you know, it's in Africa, so an African tribe moves in close to his territory, and he starts, and it's over years. He's observing them and stuff. And he just, he thinks that they're so, he thinks they're below animals.
Yeah, see, like, I don't
know. Well, because this tribe happened to be, like, cannibals.
Oh, there you go. Like, I mean, if they're cannibals and they're evil people.
But he doesn't know anything about that. He just thinks, like, and then that always sticks with him. He's like, I hate black people.
Because they're cannibals?
Just because his first encounters with humanity happened to be this black tribe. Oh, man, dude. He used to, like... Because he'd make ropes and stuff. He'd hang them by their necks.
Edgar Rice Burroughs was a racist bastard.
Dude, he'd pull them up from the trees by their necks and throw their dead bodies out. And then, like, the tribe was worshipping him as, like, this white forest god. It's God. Dude, the books are crazy, man.
Oh, man.
The books are crazy.
You were lying when you said he was racist.
Well, yeah, no, dude. Like, he was so... And that's the thing, like... It wasn't just racist, like, because Jane's from... He was just so, like, pro-England.
Oh, okay.
That, like, everything else... Because, like, Jane's portrayed as being so...
There's no gorillas in England!
Well, yeah. But, no, but, like, Jane's portrayed as so stupid. Like, Jane is dumb in the books, dude. It's basically, like... It's kind of like Superman and Lois Lane...
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Lois Lane, Lois is in another, I better come save her and stuff. She was 100% damsel in distress.
Oh, okay.
Always.
She was in the books.
Because she was a dumb American.
She was in the books to be saved. And
yeah,
she's from America, so she was always getting into shitty situations.
Yeah, so it was Edgar Rice Burroughs. Was like, so pro-England that everybody else was stupid and Africans were cannibals.
That's crazy. Man. Yeah, I had no idea. Well, hopefully it doesn't go that far. I mean, I could see why they're not going to make a book like that or a movie like that.
But I will say one thing. There was one character in the books. Man, I can't remember. Mbunga. The Waziri tribe, like, actually, like, came to live with Tarth. I don't want to say that he was racist because there was a lot of I guess it's still racism because he brought in like this tribe of warriors to come and like pretty much work for him and farm for him and stuff.
Oh my god.
They were like his bodyguards and workers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, okay. I gotta reread the books, but I'm pretty sure they're not okay.
I gotta try to read those things.
Yeah, well, dude, let me teach you how to read.
Fuck you. I'm reading all these topics.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring back Kill Fuck Mary.
We're doing that again.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and make sure we bring this back every time.
Every episode.
Yeah, but only like one per episode instead of like four. But
what do we got tonight?
We got Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, and Mariah Carey.
Who would you kill? Who would you freaky deaky?
Okay.
And who would you marry?
Off the bat, I'd say Sandra Bullock.
For what?
I'd kill her.
Oh, okay. Kill Sandy.
Yeah, I don't know. For some reason, between those three, Sandra Bullock, I just never really liked that much. I don't know, like,
She was, like, America's sweetheart, man.
She's cute and stuff, and, like, there's some good movies and stuff with her, but, like...
There's no good movies. Don't patronize.
I love Speed. Speed's, like, one of my favorite.
Well, that wasn't good. That was good, because Keanu...
It's a thriller, man. It's a thriller.
Dude, she drove the bus. Keanu was...
Yeah, but no, I mean, she was just a part of that movie, which was a great part of my childhood.
Okay,
that's
see that.
See, that was, like, 10.
No, I could see that. That movie came out when we were, like, 6.
Okay,
but...
no, it was in the theaters. We went to...
Dude, that came out in, like, 94.
Yeah, we went to, what do you call it? Damn it, that movie theater downtown.
Kiggins.
We went to see, we saw that.
I saw Speed 2 in Kiggins.
Yeah. Okay, I saw Speed 1 in Kiggins along with, because it was a double feature, Nightmare Before Christmas.
You know, I've never seen Nightmare Before Christmas.
You haven't seen Nightmare
Before Christmas? I've never
seen it. It's like, that's a part of my childhood.
Well, I think I saw it when I was little, but I don't remember.
I don't get why people get so obsessed about the movie. I mean, I love the movie.
Well, nobody gets obsessed. Emo kids get obsessed about it.
But, like, we were friends with those emo kids, though.
Okay. Well, yeah, dude, I try to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so you would you'd kill Sandra Bullock.
I'd kill Sandra Bullock. I would bang Nicole Kidman.
Oh, right?
And then I would marry Mariah Carey, because that's a long term of banging Mariah Carey. And that boobity be popping.
But, I mean, she has the Oprah thing.
What Oprah thing?
Where, like the weight fluctuates and stuff.
I don't care. I don't even give a shit about weight. As long as they're if they're confident in their skin, you know, I'm down.
Okay,
I'm down. I think it's the booze talking, but yeah,
big and small, you love them all.
Yeah, love them all. All
right, I'm gonna go. I think I'd marry Mariah. No. I would marry Nicole Kidman.
Yeah,
just because. I've always loved her. Mm-hmm. No, we're gonna take a serious note here. Ever since Batman Forever, I saw that in theaters.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
Nice, dude. High five. Ever since I saw Batman Forever.
I saw Batman Returns in fucking theaters.
When you were like 3?
Batman Returns?
That was Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, and Michelle Pfeiffer. That was like 91.
Oh, it was Batman Forever and then, the next one.
Oh, you saw the George Clooney one?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell people that.
That wasn't that good.
No.
anybody hasn't seen it yet, don't watch that movie yet.
Well, neither was Batman Forever, but...
No, dude, Val Kilmer, man.
Well, Val Kilmer. I know, dude. But he was...
Val Kilmer Island.
I know, dude. Don't get me wrong. I love Val Kilmer. He was a great Batman. He was actually one of the best Batman. He was just in the worst Batman movie.
Yeah.
But he was a great Batman. Like, if somebody else were to make that movie with him at that stage, he would have been perfect. He was such a great
Batman. Dude, I loved how they filmed that one, though. Just all the lights and shit, and, like, it was dark, like...
Really?
Yeah, dude, I love the way they...
The glow-in-the-dark gang with their glow-in-the-dark paint.
Not as much that, there was... I don't know. A lot of the green lights and shit.
Okay. I digress.
Okay.
You digress.
Digress it. I digress.
Yeah, no, what did I say? I would marry Nicole Kidman because of, I've had a crush on her forever, and she still looks great. She's gonna look great forever. We're gonna have great Australian kids. Like, I'll marry her.
It's because she's from Australia. That's why, huh?
No, it's from Batman Forever, dude. She's just a very beautiful woman, and she seems like she's a nice person.
Yeah, I'm sure she's nice.
And she put up with Tom Cruise for fucking ever, so...
Tom Cruise is fucking nuts.
So that's another thing. She can handle all my shit.
Yeah.
But, okay, so marry Nicole Kidman. What were the other two?
Mariah Carey and Sandra Bullock.
I'm gonna bang Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
That was just another...
That's all on you, man.
That was another childhood crush.
Not really for me. Like,
it was for me, man. The Net... That movie, The Net, she was, like, on the beach in her bathing suit when I was, like, 5. That was, like, the hottest shit I ever seen. Mariah Carey, I love you, but you gotta die.
Mariah Carey, I'm marrying Mariah Carey.
Well, I killed your wife.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Sorry, Holmes. You better bang whoever you chose to bang more.
Nicole Kidman, I'm banging your wife.
You banging my wife? Well, you know what? That's fair, because I killed yours. Yeah. I murdered your wife.
Eventually your wife will kill you, and then it'll become like one of those TV shows.
Love triangle.
Yeah. And then this is what happened.
Yeah.
There was blood everywhere.
You murdered my wife.
Yeah.
So now
on Dateline or Nightline, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a soap opera.
No.
Oh, you're talking about a news story.
Yeah. By the way, news stories.
Okay. What's going on in the news?
This is not on a topic list at all.
What's on the news?
It wasn't on the news recently. I mean, I don't know if it was recently or not. You brought it up. It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Speak English. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leaves the club with all the girls.
This was a while ago.
Yeah, it was like...
All right, set up the joke.
What?
Well, it's not a joke, but set up the story.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, some dude, see, this is from some dude's eyes from a club.
This is a throwback.
Yeah, this is a throwback. This is just as cool. This just shows how cool Leonardo DiCaprio is. He's in the club, and he sees Leonardo DiCaprio with Joe Jonas, and like there's like 20 hot models
from the Jonas Brothers. What? If you don't know Joe Jonas.
Joe Jonas from the, yeah, no, it's obvious.
Well, Joe, not really, dude. If you said Joe Jonas to me out of context, I wouldn't know who it was. Like, who's Joe Jonas?
Jonas is just obvious.
Maybe. Okay, so.
Who cares? But, yeah. They, so they're a at while the ago, they were like 20 models.
Right.
I already talked about all, I brought it all up. You were 5 feet away.
Whatever, man. Continue.
Yeah, yeah. They, well, they were at the club, and with 20 models or whatever, and it looked like Joe Jonas was, like suffocating with all the models, like, all... Like,
he was panicked.
He was panicked because there was just so many women. And Leo was like, oh, dude, I'll just show how you, this is how you party,
I work
bro.
For Disney.
Yeah.
And DiCaprio was like, no.
Yeah,
no,
this
no.
is how you party.
Let me show you how to party.
Party.
Let me show you how to party. So, yeah, this is an old story. DiCaprio with Joe Jonas left a club with 20 chicks.
Yeah.
And went back to DiCaprio's place. And Jonas was scared.
Yeah.
Scared a little... I don't want to say scared little boy because, like, when you know, when I was a younger man, I would have been like, I think it's.
I would have been into it. I'd been like, this is a new situation. I'm gonna adapt, and I'm gonna.
True, but it might have been overwhelming.
I don't know. I mean, it would have been. I was like, you would have just had a huge grin on your face.
But how cool is DiCaprio?
Yeah,
dude?
That's awesome.
Like, hey, I showed up to the club. I leave with every girl in the club.
Yeah.
Do you think he satisfied them all? I think he did.
I don't know, man.
I think every woman left that house
satisfied by being
Casa,
in the presence
Casa
of
Casa DiCaprio.
I don't know if they were satisfied.
Every woman left Casa DiCaprio sexually and soulfully.
I don't know,
pleased.
Man.
You don't think so? No man can do that.
I mean, if you use in all appendages, I mean, maybe because there's no way you can just use your down, your dangy. and impressed that many ladies.
Well, DiCaprio impressed us with his ability to basically be the most badass dude on the planet.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's pretty badass.
Do you think Taco Bell will give us food tonight?
Yeah, they said they'd call the cops last time.
We'll try it.
Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Shit, what time is it? 11:34? I'm gonna figure... Dude, pizza place has gotta be open tonight.
Okay.
Oh, shit, I only got $10. Hold on.
I got some money.
I'm gonna check my bank.
I got some money. Okay, I'm taking over the show.
Yeah, taking over the show. Well, I'm gonna check my bank.
Yeah, check your bank. We wanna get food.
I think I got paid.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio. Alright, hey, if you had $10 million, what would you do?
Okay, I got paid.
All right, we're good.
$10 million?
Look up, like, a
Pete delivery.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, Pizza
Hut. Yeah, Pizza Hut. Look up Pizza Hut. Okay, so, should we pause it while we do this? Or do you want to just keep going where you're, like, half-assing because you're looking at your phone?
Yeah, let's pause it.
All right, we're going to
pause it while we order pizza.
Yeah, we're going to get pizza.
And we are back.
We're back. We took care of the,
With pizza.
Yeah, we decided to go with pizza.
Yeah, we know we're getting pizza.
Pizza Hut was closed.
So we had to go with Domino's.
So we went Domino's.
But it's the only thing open. I mean, it's the right decision. They're only two blocks away.
It's true. So...
I mean, we could walk there, but I think they would get mad at us banging on the door when they are not open.
Well, that's what happened at Taco Bell.
Yeah. They literally said, we have the legal right to call the cops.
Yeah, they're like, we'll call the cops.
I was like, I think anybody has the legal right to call the cops.
Yeah.
It might not be just.
I'm going to call the cops. Let's both call the cops.
Yeah, we both have the legal right.
All right, so we got pizza coming. We're actually more excited about that
now.
Now. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, pizza's going to be awesome. Nice. I think it's been because we've been drinking.
Pabst Blue Rabbit.
And Hefe. I'm not going to put the real name on there.
And EF. Yefe.
My name is Yefe.
My name is Yef. All right, so.
I got 10 questions.
No. I'll set it up.
Okay.
You son of a bitch.
No. He's got hair on his nugs.
Yeah, he got hair on his nugs. You son of a bitch. You're trying to take... I'll set it up.
You told me... You what? Told me to do this shit. And I'm like, okay, I'll do this shit. And then now you're
if
taking...
you do it...
Now you're taking the shit that I like to do away.
All right. Okay, I tell you what. We'll double set it up. And then you guys decide who set it up better. Jesse. Set it up.
Okay.
Go.
Okay. Okay. Inside the actor's studio, the dude, I'm just going to call him the dude because I can't remember his name.
Right.
He would always ask every actor that he interviewed 10 questions. I mean, the last question we already answered, which was the, what was the question that we already answered?
Oh my God. I'm going to set it up.
Fucking set it up.
You want to finish?
Fucking set it up.
Do you want to finish what you were saying? The question that we already asked each other in a previous, what's your favorite curse word? We've already asked that question. That one's out of it. Continue.
What?
With whatever you were saying, with your setup.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, let's move on.
Okay. Okay, so I was watching Inside the Actor Studio, hosted by James Lipton. And I'm a fan of that show. I've watched it a few times. But at the end of every episode, he has a list of 10 questions that he asks his guests. And I figure, like, oh, that's beautiful. That's great. We'll ask each other the same 10 questions. Dude, I totally won at the setup.
You know the fucking, You know that show more. I don't really know. You just gave me the fucking notebook and was like, oh, you got this. You do this. So I was like, I'm going to do this. You motherfucker. And then, like, you totally took it away from me.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, just because, like,
your torch
just
was,
like, the ring.
Yeah.
That was my precious.
Your torch was, the light of your torch was not bright.
Whatever.
Anyway, all right, well, how about you ask me the questions
first?
Your
torch isn't bright.
I'll let you.
What's your favorite word?
Say it like James Lipton.
I don't even
say
know
it like James.
James Lipton, like the iced tea?
Lipton tea, no. No, say it like, we remember. Okay, never mind. All right, just ask the question.
What's your favorite word?
I think my favorite word is optism. No. I said that wrong. Pabst Blue Rabbit.
Pabst, you done it again.
Yeah. Making me not say stuff all good, right? Optimism. Optimism.
Optimistic. Just being optimistic is the greatest thing you can do.
That's my favorite word. Optimism. It just smiles.
Yeah.
I love that word.
Well, what's your least favorite word?
Cunt. I hate that word.
That's my favorite word.
I know. That's your favorite curse word. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the...
Hey, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, hey,
you fucking cunt.
I think fucking cunt is like, yeah, fucking cunt. I think that's my favorite, like,
you
phrase.
You fucking cunt. Like, mine's motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you're just, hey, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, fucking cunt.
Oh, dude, I hate cunt.
What turns you on? Like, just in general, not like sexually, but...
Right. Spiritually, emotionally.
Yeah, physically. All of the above.
Well, not physically.
All of the above. No. Like...
Vaginas turn me on physically.
Like, you know what I mean?
Okay, what makes me, like, high? Besides drugs, like, what gets me going?
What turns you on?
Yeah, what turns me on? I guess, I mean, like, coincides with my favorite word, like, optimism. No, like, that really, somewhat, like a go-get-it attitude, and just, like, nothing's impossible.
Yeah.
That's a turn-on. Like, yeah.
Just moving forward and...
Yeah, yeah.
Just doing.
Let's go get it.
Let's go do.
Yeah. I love it.
What turns you off?
I would say the opposite of optimism.
Just bland. Just
like bummers.
Let's just not do anything.
I'm not going to go that way.
Because that's all.
That's too easy. Yeah, yeah. What turns me off is... I would say racism, but...
Closed-minded?
No, but closed-minded and racism and all that, there's a lot of funniness that comes out of it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of... Like, yeah, it's terrible, and I wish people didn't think that way, but there's so many good jokes that come from...
Yeah.
Like, the Asian guy that hates the other Asian guy. It's amazing. I think the thing that I'm most... Oh, what was it? The words, what turns me off.
Yeah.
I guess what turns me off is if I really like something and then somebody doesn't like it, that's fine. They don't have to like it, but if they didn't, if somebody doesn't give what I like a chance, you know what I mean? Like, they don't...
That's kind of closed-minded.
Yeah, closed-mindedness. It's like, oh, I already know I'll hate it. I'm not even going to check it out. Like, yeah. No, you'll love it. Like, I know you. We're friends. Like, you'll really
Are
like
you talking
it.
About me?
No. I'm looking at you because you're the only person here.
Yeah, but this sounds like we're friends. Like,
No.
Not giving my shit a chance.
No, like, you've always been very cool about, like, trying things that I suggest. Yeah. I'm not talking about you. But just... No, but that kind of thing in general, like...
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna... I think I'm talking about my father. Yeah. I'm talking about my father.
You leave those
father.
In the toilet. I want to inspect
it. I want to see what you did.
I want to see what you've done.
No, it's like that. It's like, man, I know you'll like it. Like, I love it, and I know you, and you're going to love it. Nope. It's like, no, try it.
Yeah.
Closed-minded. That's my biggest turn off.
Well, because, I mean, like racism is just a small part of closed-mindedness.
True.
It's a big thing, but it's a small part.
Yeah, but it's so much funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minus the murders and hate crimes.
Well, just the...
But it's so much funnier.
Yeah. We'll just explain, because...
Oh, I gotta explain it?
Kind of, because, like, racism is so much funnier.
Well, I mean, it kind of explains itself. The best... Okay. I love stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Well, and comedy in general.
Well, you love stand-up comedy with a little racism.
Well, no.
Well, stereotypes.
No, hang on.
Stereotypes.
None of that. No. I love stand-up comedy, and I feel like all of the best bits have been, like, racistly driven.
Yeah.
And not just... Dude, I love, like, I'm a white guy. But some of my favorite comedy bits come from black guys making fun of white guys.
Yeah, dude. Richard Pryor.
Yeah, like, all of them and stuff. And then, you know, vice versa. Like, I think the funniest things, because of our ignorance to understand each other, it creates humor.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying it like, oh, fuck the black guy. None of that.
No. Yeah, of course not.
But, like, I think racial-driven jokes are funny.
Well, yeah.
Same with, like, gay stuff. Like... Whenever we're trying to think of something to write, and we can't think of something funny, just go gay.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Or just go naked.
Yeah. Like, because it's funny.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm not turned off by races. I am. But, like, I hate to see it go away just because, man, there's so many...
I don't think...
There's so many good jokes that will never be born.
Dude, I don't think people are going to steer away from comedy with a little, like... Not as much as just racism, but just, like, I don't know. Just
is that what we were talking about?
Race is what?
Does this all come off the question?
Yeah.
What's my biggest turnoff?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Dude, we're branching off.
Oh, man.
We're branching off big.
No,
We got pizza coming.
Yeah, all right. Next question.
What noise do you love? Sound or noise do you love?
Oh, man. You know what? The sound... God, I know this is the, like, a stereotypical man answer, but I love nothing more than my partner being satisfied while we're being sexual. Is that not the greatest? When you know you...
I mean, it's great.
Hang on. Dude, you asked me.
Yeah. You were asking me, do you not?
Sorry.
You were asking me the question.
Let me define my answer first.
But would you want to hear that all the time? Like, constantly all day?
Dude, of course.
I don't know. That would get annoying after a while. It's like, I can't
get it. Yeah, I didn't ask... The question was, like, what sound would I want to hear all the time?
That's true.
The question was, like, what sound do I love? I love the sound of my significant other being 100% pleasurized.
It's not the love the most, it's just what sound you love. Okay, yeah, no, I get it. I'd say the same, too, but
we'll get to your questions.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's a great sound, right? Like, yeah, you feel confident, you feel masculine,
yeah.
You feel powerful.
Yeah.
That's a great sound.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, I own the world.
Yeah. What
sound do I hate?
What sound do you hate? Or noise?
honestly, crying. I hate that. The sound of some, like, the sound, and not like a pain cry, like, oh, yeah, pain cry, like, I hate the sound of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Crying, like, someone's being hit, and they're like, whimpers, like, yeah. All of that.
I think that's why.
I hate that. Dogs, animals, like, people, kids, especially children.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, I hate the sound of whimpering, like, of sadness. It's so sad. I can't stand it. What else?
What job would you want to do if it wasn't the job that you were already doing?
If I didn't have to be smart, astronaut, but I know I'd never get it because I'm not that smart. Okay. Ice cream tester. No, because I might taste some
shit. I could get that job. Like, I would be a shoe-in.
You're the matted tongue?
Yeah. The matted tongue, yeah. The geographical tongue.
Okay, so I'm going to go ice cream tester.
It's a good job. I mean, apparently you have to get a degree and, like,
$14
an hour. But you're tasting ice cream all day.
Yeah.
That's all you do.
That's the one I want.
You taste it.
That's the one I want.
Okay, what job would you not want to do?
I don't want to inseminate bowls. I've done that before. It's not fun. I don't want to do it anymore.
I think there's more jobs you could pick from. Like, fuck, dude. Like, there's a lot of shitty jobs.
Well, I don't want to, like what? I don't want
to. I don't want to be on a ship fishing.
Okay, yeah. No.
They make a lot of money.
Hang out with my buddies, no, playing poker.
No, I'm saying, like, for, like, out in the ocean. That shit seems way too hard.
Yeah, I don't like.
That's just, like, that's gross.
I don't like the ocean.
Smelling fish all day.
I don't want to, oh, man. I would hate to be Oprah Winfrey's.
Winfrey?
Yeah,
Winfrey's. Chinese Oprah?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Chinese Oprah.
Oh, hang on, let me say it right, and then don't mess me up anymore.
Right, Ryan.
Yeah, you son of a bitch. I don't want to be Oprah Winfrey's personal assistant. I feel like that is probably the most degrading job on the face of the planet. Next question.
If heaven exists, what would you want God to say when you reach the pearly gates?
That's deep. James Lipton.
Yeah.
James Lipton, that is deep. Okay, honest to God. Or, of course, I'm sorry. Honestly, like, if heaven exists, I die and I arise to heaven, and then there's God, what would I want him to say to me?
Mm-hmm. You done good? You did good.
No, I mean, oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But, like, what would I really want him to say? I'd want him to say, you thirsty? No, hang on. No, that's terrible.
Think about James Lipton asking you this question. You've been acting for years.
I'm in the show.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the chair, and he's sitting across from me, and I go, I would want God to say, I hate Jews.
God. Kill my son.
Well, no, because, like, they're God's people, quotation marks and stuff. And it's like, well, did he actually say that? Or did, like, the Jews say that and then they wrote the book? Like, who actually said it? No. We're canceling that.
Yeah.
God loves Jews.
If there was a God.
Yeah. If there is a God.
I'm sure he would love everybody.
And I go to the gates. And he's standing there, and he says to me, you like a spaghetti?
You like a spaghetti?
Do you like a spaghetti? That's my answer. I'm leaving it with that.
Or what's the 10th question? Because you never...
That was the 10th question?
No, that's the 9th question.
No, that was the 10th.
No, that was the 9th question. I wrote 9.
Well, whatever. That's
you. No, you Snapchatted.
Okay, I'll look it up.
What is it like? What if you reached hell? What would the devil?
No, dude, that was it.
There's only like 9 questions.
Do you like spaghetti?
Do you like spaghetti?
That's what God said to me.
Yeah.
And then I say yes.
And then the 10th question is, do you like spaghetti?
Okay, so question one is, oh, we cut out favorite curse word.
Oh, that okay. That
so
was
there was 10. Yeah, that was 10. Yeah, was 10. Okay. All right, now I'm going to ask you these questions.
Okay.
I just read from my phone. I already put it away.
Yeah, right. It's already gone. Done good.
Jesse, what's your favorite word? It's tough.
Yeah.
I said optimism. That's a good word.
Creation.
Oh.
Yeah. What's up and eat it? I'm just kidding.
Over optimism?
I'm kidding. Mean, no, optimism's good.
Is creation really your favorite word?
Creation.
Like, really, what's your favorite word? But. Is it butts?
Creation, there's so much. I love butts, but like it's not my favorite word.
What's your favorite word? Is it like fucking do-raggle?
Skillet.
Skillet's a good one. You know what? I want to change my favorite word. My favorite word is bacon.
Bacon?
That's, oh, dude.
The word?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the food. We're talking about
just the magic that the word bacon represents. Bacon. Bacon.
You can't change it from optimism.
All right, it's still optimism.
Yeah.
That's still my favorite word.
Fuck you.
You fucking bitch. All right. All right, favorite word. Hey!
Creation.
Okay, what's your least favorite word? Demolition.
Creation and demolition.
What's your least favorite word?
Probably have to be like...
Really think about it. What is your least favorite word? Mine was cunt. You fucking cunt.
I don't know. Probably, dude, I don't know. It's gotta be the N-word.
That's a good word to...
Because I don't like that. I mean, like, I'm not saying I'm like... I'm against people. I'm not saying I'm not against people saying it or anything like that, because it's not a good word to say unless, like, I mean, really, there's no really good way to put it. Like, good way to say it. I just don't like the word because every time it's said, it's like there's always like a cringe.
It's a representative of hate.
Yeah.
/ uncomfortability.
It's not like I'm a huge, like, black power. Yeah, like, go
but
for
it. It's uncomfortableness.
It brings so much negativity.
Okay. What turns you on? Not sexually, but...
Yeah, no, I asked you the question, okay. Too.
Well,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. What turns you on?
Just... What turns me on is, like...
Creating.
Creation.
Yeah.
Creation. No, I don't know. Like,
You've said dumb shit like that before. I love building things with my hand. I love creating...
Well, it's just, I don't know. It's always on my mind.
Okay. What turns you on? Creating? Building?
Fuck you.
Boobs.
Boobs
turn you on? Okay.
Like, physically, mentally.
And emotionally?
Emotionally.
Spiritually.
Boobs. Yeah, no, boobs.
Angel boobs.
And
spiritually.
Butts. And butts.
Angel butts.
Boobs and butts.
Demon butts. All right, what turns...
Fuck you, bitch.
What turns you off?
Wieners.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, dude, what am I
saying? I didn't give sexual... Okay. I love tits. And
What turns me off? Just negativity in general.
Yeah, that's good. That's actually really good. What sound...
I think pizza's here.
Is a pizza here? No, it's just a car driver.
Okay, well, what's up? What sound?
What sound or noise do you love?
No pizza's here. Pause it.
All right, pause.
All right, we're back.
It turns out that the pizza was here.
Yeah, and that now is my favorite sound.
As I say, so that probably answers the question.
Yeah.
What sound or noise do you love?
It's
the sound or noise of pizza's here.
Yeah, that's a great sound.
Domino's.
Yeah. Not really. Pizza Hut would be better.
Okay. Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
God, that is a good noise.
Yeah.
I can't wait to tear into these.
Well, no, we already ate like almost the whole pizza. Yeah.
We're gonna
We took a long break. We almost ate the whole pizza.
What you don't know at home is that it's been like 40 minutes since the last pause, and we've eaten so much pizza.
It's a lot.
Okay, so
it's actually only been 20 minutes.
Has only been, okay, whatever, dude. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Technical, man.
You're so technical. No, it's funnier.
All right. The sound you love is the sound of the pizza delivery. That's a good sound.
Mm-hmm.
I love it too. What sound / noise do you hate?
The pizza guy at the other house. I'm just kidding. No, like the neighbors. I'm kidding.
You guys can't hear my disappointment, but I hope you can feel it.
Sound do I hate?
What sound / noise? Give me noise. Do you hate?
Probably people chewing with their mouth open.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
You just hate that.
I hate it. Yeah, it's gross.
That is. Hang on.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting.
Well, basically, I used to get slapped for that shit.
Your mom.
The dinner
Stop
table.
Smacking!
Yeah.
Smacking. You smack me for smacking.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
They used to call it smacking at your house?
Yeah.
Don't smack?
Yeah. Quit smacking.
Yeah.
or close your mouth.
Is that pretty universal, like the smacking?
I'm guessing. Like, well, me and Joe used to get in fights from that shit.
Oh, my brother would always be like, Tom's smacking. I'd be like, shut up, Daniel, I'd smack him. Hey, you smack me. And my mom would be like, everybody quit smacking. I'd be like, because not only was I smacking mouth-wise, but I actually smacked him.
Double smack.
Yeah, suck it, brother. It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Well, right, my cousin used to eat tomato soup, and he'd always, like, every time he'd take, like, he'd take, like, soup. A spoon, like, tomato soup.
Yeah, like a...
Yeah, he'd be like...
Ew. And you're sitting right next to him.
I'd like to taste it better. Like, he'd always, every spoonful, you just, like, do that.
Do it with your lips closed.
He did that with chocolate milk, like hot chocolate. He did that shit with hot chocolate. He'd always drink...
Yeah,
it was like it drove me crazy.
What cousin so I can avoid him?
You're already avoiding.
Oh, okay, I'm already avoiding him. All right, is that on purpose? Or I just haven't met him yet.
You haven't. I don't think.
Okay,
probably not.
What job? Hey, hey, bud.
Yeah.
What job? I'm gonna read exactly how you wrote it. What job would you want to do?
What job would I want to do?
Yeah.
Other than the job that I have?
You didn't write that part, but yeah.
Yeah.
Other than what you're doing now. Hey, what job you want
to
do?
I've always wanted to be a firefighter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I've always wanted to do something that was, like, kind of courageous. I, like, when I was in high school, I was about to join the military. Mm-hmm. And I turned that down because I started playing bass and started playing in a band. And just completely didn't give a shit about school anymore.
Right.
Kind of went off that. And then, like, in the last few years, I've kind of thought about doing something, like, as far as volunteering, or starting going to like an academy.
Right, right.
But I'd have to have more time, and I haven't ever opened up
Hang
more
on.
Time for something
Hang
like
on.
That.
Time out. Sidebar.
Yeah.
Come over here.
What's up?
You realize that my... Away from the microphone.
Yeah.
You realize that my answer to that question was I wanted to taste ice cream.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, man? You want to be a firefighter?
I'm sorry. I want to be
a soldier hero and a firefighter hero. I said, taste ice cream.
I just wanted to.
Dude, what the... Dude.
It's what? Just what I wanted to do.
What the hell, man? All right, let's go ahead and show.
Okay.
Come up with a new fucking answer.
Okay. Come on, okay, new one. Okay. Okay, well, we're back. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, 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 we're back.
Yeah, and I actually have a new answer.
Yeah, 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 you do. Yeah, you do. Okay, what job you want to do?
A roller skating tester. I test the
You want to be a roller tester?
I test the skates. The skates.
Because your parents already knew you were gay, but now they know for sure. Yeah, now the world knows how gay you are.
Yeah, roller skates.
Yeah, man on the skates. All right, that's a good answer.
Makes you feel good.
It makes everybody feel good. It's makes you feel good because that's the job that you always wanted. That's the job you always wanted.
Oh, fuck you.
Motherfucker. Five. Okay, what job would you not want to do?
Not want to do...
Definitely don't want to be a hero.
Fuck you. I've never wanted to work with anything involving poop. Like a guy that pumps septic.
Okay, you don't want to empty all the what are those the
septic tanks.
No, or
sewers.
Or, God, what is it called? I'm drawing a blank, man. Where it's at, a park, you take a dump. Right?
Yeah.
What is that called? A porta potty. Porta potty. You wouldn't want to go, to fairgrounds and clean
up. No, dude, I lived in a trailer. I lived in, a fifth wheel trailer.
I remember that.
For 6 months.
I remember that.
And, yeah, that was pretty intense every time we had to, drain the sewer part.
I was never there for the drainage.
Yeah. We had to do it probably, four times I was there.
Ugh.
It was pretty bad.
So you wouldn't want to, okay, well, what about, you wouldn't want to be, an orderly at a hospital? Or, a CNA or anything like that?
I'd say with poop is worse.
Anything? Well, no. I mean, they deal with poop all the time.
Yeah, but in smaller portions.
Well, yeah, but dude, they deal with poop in butts.
Yeah.
It's
more fresh. It hasn't been marinated.
Okay, you don't want to deal with large quantities of poop.
The smell probably isn't as
God, dude, have you smelled a fresh shit?
Yeah, no, I have. But have you ever smelled a fucking sewer?
Okay. Large quantities of shit.
Have you ever opened up a fucking porta potty and just put your nose right in that fucking toilet and just sniffed?
Why would I do that?
I'm just saying, I'm sure that's way worse than just wiping someone's ass.
I see your point.
Yeah.
Quantity is worse.
Yeah.
Large quantities of poop.
More poop is worse than less poop.
More poop is more potent.
I'm drooling while I'm saying.
You're thinking about it. You're no.
Yeah, you're getting gross.
All right. Poop. No poop.
No poop.
No poop.
Yeah.
If heaven exists, what was the question?
Because by that time you said, I could have screenshotted this. And okay. I was like, you motherfucker.
All right, I'm going to look at the screenshot.
If heaven exists, what would you want God, God to say?
If heaven exists... What would you want... Okay, yeah. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You like the spaghetti?
That was my answer.
No, you didn't put duh. You like
Oh, shut up, dude.
No, I'll put probably just I don't know.
Okay.
Proud of you.
You just died, and your soul arises from your body.
Yeah.
Your earthly plane, and you go to the pearly gates, and then there is God. And he looks at you and he says,
"Proud of you.
Proud of you, champ.
Yeah, man.
Good job, sport.
Good job. You done did good.
Really?
I don't know.
Well, I can't say.
You like a spaghetti?
Yeah.
Come on.
You like a spaghetti?
You're fucking cunt. But he's like, come on in. You fucking cunt.
No, how about...
Hacky! You guys play Hacky Sack?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you like a spaghetti.
Hacky.
Proud of you.
Proud of you.
Hacky.
Hacky.
All right. Let's call it good.
Yeah.
I want to finish this pizza.
Yeah, we keep eating pizza. Well, we will see you, or we will, you will hear us.
We'll set up meet and greets. We'll see you soon.
Well, in about a week, we'll have another one out eventually.
Yeah. Thank you. This is Tom and Jesse, Burnt Biscuits.
Can't find a better goat.
Can't find a better goat. Can't find a better goat.
Bye-bye. Bye.